When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I am your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness from TikTok, Instagram, YouTube. You know where to find me at. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform to raise awareness for narcissistic personality disorder, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims and survivors of said disorder. So this episode is going to be about being too nice and being too forgiving, because let me preface this by saying forgiving people, there's nothing wrong with forgiving people. This is not a victim blaming episode. This is not an episode that's going to be like that. Sorry to drop my ring light, but I'm going to keep going. This is not going to be one of those episodes where I'm, like I said, victim blaming or anything like that. But to a narcissist, being overly forgiving or toxic person. Look, y'all, I know everybody's not a narcissist. Everybody keeps accusing me like, hey, Lee, you're making everybody think everybody else is a narcissist. And you're hurting my relationship, and you're hurting my feelings, because my wife or my girlfriend or my husband or my boyfriend, they think that I'm a narcissist and that I am a bad person. Like, if they think that you're a narcissist or a bad person, yeah, do some work. Put some work in. Put the work in, and time will tell if you're a narcissist or you're a bad person. Trust me. Put the work in. Put the correct work in to be better. But to a narcissist, forgiveness. But you know who is a narcissist? Me. I am a narcissist. So I can talk about narcissists, y'all. I'm talking about myself. So to a narcissist, me, being overly forgiven is viewed as a weakness. It just 100% is. And it will be fully. Let me get close to the mic this, y'all. Fully taken advantage of. It just will. If you are overly forgiving, if you catch somebody cheating, if you catch somebody in a big lie early in a relationship, look, y'all, this is getting on my nerves so damn bad. I know I'm cussing. Sorry, YouTube. Sorry, Spotify, Apple. If you catch somebody lying early in a relationship, like 1 week in, 2 weeks in, getting to know somebody, don't forgive them. Why would you forgive somebody so early for lying to you, for cheating on you early in a relationship? Why? They are setting the precedence for the relationship. They are setting the precedence early on for the relationship, how it's going to be. I don't care how much you like this person. I don't care how much this person has made you feel. I don't care any of that. You forgiving somebody for lying, telling a huge lie. Oh, I didn't know you were still married. Oh, I didn't know you was cheating on me. I didn't know this. I didn't know that. Sorry, but I forgive you. You overly forgiving, you're going to be taken advantage of and ran over top of. And the narcissist will feel absolute zero sympathy for you. You knew who I was from the beginning. They will look you directly into your face and say, I showed you exactly who I was the second week when you caught me lying to you, when you caught me cheating on you, when you caught me manipulating to you and gaslighting. You knew who I was, but yet you stayed around, so I thought you were okay with it. They will blame you for staying with them. I would have had more respect for you. Somebody put in my comment section earlier, that's like, my boyfriend said when I forgave him for cheating, and I caught him cheating the second or third time, he said he would have had more respect for me if I would have just left him after I caught him the first time. Yes! They would have more respect. Yeah, they're going to beg and plead and cry or whatever. But, like, they would have more respect for you if you leave them for catching them cheating. Y'all be too forgiving people. Y'all be forgiving people so much. Of course, I forgave him. Not of course you forgave him. Not of course you forgave them. Yeah, I caught him cheating. I caught her cheating. Of course I forgave him. Not of course. It's not of course. You don't have to forgive them. Now, people's like, the Bible says you got to forgive. Like, show me the Bible where it said you got to forgive every transgression against you. If you can show me that Bible verse, I will delete this whole episode. If somebody can send me that Bible verse to my email address, mentalillness8585@gmail.com. If you can find that Bible verse that says you have to forgive every transgression against you. If you can find that in the Quran where it says you have to forgive every transgression against you, send it to me. I've read the Bible. And I just finished reading Quran. People have been unfollowing me because I said I read the Quran. Like, what the hell is wrong with y'all? Y'all just that closed-minded that you can't open your mind up to a different perspective? Like, people just like, I saw that you read the Quran, Lee. You're too proud to read the Quran. The Bible is the word. The Bible. Okay, I love the Bible. I love God. The Bible changed my life. The Bible is why I'm standing in front of you right now. But one of my best friends on this planet is a Muslim. I want to help understand his perspective as well. My therapist said, you need to understand other people's perspective. Lee, you want to try to build up empathy? Try to put yourself in other people's shoes. She calls me demonic. She don't call me Lee. Try to put yourselves in other people's shoes. So my one of my best friends, my compadre, my ace, my real estate partner, told me he's a Muslim. He talks about stuff I want to understand. It's like, man, I need a new book to read. He's like, man, look, I'm not trying to convert you, bro. Here, read the Quran. I downloaded it and read it, and I have a new respect for people like that. Not people like that, for Muslims. But people who believe in it, it's tough. Being Christian is tough. But people can manipulate that, y'all. People can manipulate the Bible. People can manipulate the Quran. That's where the extremist comes in. When they be blowing stuff up, they'll read the same verse in Quran that you read and choose to blow something up to show their worship. People can read the same verse in the Bible that you read and choose that they said adultery is okay. Like, no! You need to be overall submissive to your husband. Never get divorced. Jesus said it was okay to get divorced. You can Google that. Jesus said under certain circumstances, it's okay to get divorced. Stop talking to your pastor when you have marriage problems, when you have infidelity issues. Stop going to talk to the pastor. What the hell is a pastor? And the pastor is not a licensed counselor that is well-versed in cheating and stuff like that. Why are you going to talk to them? They're going to tell you to submit and be quiet. Shut your mouth. Hey. I know you. Ashley? You see, you try to get me. I was gonna say Karen or Susan. You know, you thought you were gonna get me, didn't you? Ashley, black, white, Hispanic. Look, Ashley, this is Pastor Lee Hammack. I know you. You need to submit. You do talk a lot. Submit to your husband. That's why he cheated on you. You haven't been submissive. Thank you. God bless y'all. Go have a very, very, very good rest of y'all's marriage. Oh. Look, y'all, please, y'all, for the love of God, I'm not going to say if you love God, because I'm not, that's religion. That's exactly what I'm trying to be against. I'm trying to be against religious manipulation. Love yourself more. Stop valuing these people. It's hard. Like, I'm so, like, sometimes I'm, that's going to sound weird, but sometimes I'm happy to be a narcissist because it allows me to disconnect emotionally sometimes. Because I hear some of these stories when I'm doing one-on-ones, and people are so sad that they wasted their 20s, their 30s, their 40s on people who treated them terribly, being overly forgiven. If I would have knew this before, I would have left him 20 years ago. I would have left her 8 years ago. I talked to a man yesterday. He would have left 8 years ago if he knew this stuff he's finding out. Men go through this stuff too. It's not just women. Some men hate me for some reason. Like, I'm out here trying to break them up. This is about women too. This is about mental illness. This is about mental health. This is about that. This is about overall mental health. This is not about just men versus women and non-binary people. This is literally about mental health. This is mental health awareness. This is a mental health podcast. This is not just like, hey, women, wake up. Hey, men, wake up. This is about everybody waking up. Everybody wake up. Jesus, come on, y'all. Like, when you're overly forgiven, you'll be taken advantage of, ran down into the dirt, and then you'll be discarded, and they will blame you. 100%. You chose to say, you know who I was. I lied to you the first weekend. You caught me lying on the first date. But somehow you decided to give me a second chance because you thought I was the perfect person. The perfect person doesn't lie to you immediately. They warm up. They warm up to you to lie. They don't lie to you eventually, but they gonna warm up to a lie. They gonna start off the date with a lie. They'll lie about your name. Instead of saying my name is Lee, L-E-E, I say, hey, my name is Lee, L-E-I-G-H. You catch me in a lie, like, why'd you lie about your name? I don't know. I'm just a compulsive liar. Forgive me. Okay, I forgive you because you got dreads. Something stupid like that. Stop being so forgiving. To a narcissist, forgiveness is weakness. Forgiveness is permission. You're giving them permission to treat you terribly when you keep forgiving them. I saw somebody in my comment section a little while ago talk about some. They can't count how many times they found condoms in their boyfriend's car. And you kept forgiving them for finding condoms. Like, we didn't use condoms. I could find them in his car. And I just kept forgiving them and believing them. Okay, cool. That's on you. The narcissist is looking at you like you're stupid. They're just like, okay, she found condoms in my car. We don't use condoms. And every time she finds them, there's like one less. I can't get sexual on her. What are they using the condoms for, y'all? What are they using? Who are they using them for? Stop. Sometimes narcissists view you as being willfully dense to their behaviors. Sometimes you walk into the room with your eyes closed because you're scared to lose somebody that is treating you terribly and making you feel worthless. Not when I say worthless, when I say worthless, I don't mean zero worth. I mean worthless. Worthless than what you should be feeling about yourself. Worthless than what God, if you're religious, than what God put you on this earth to feel. God didn't put you on this earth to suffer. God did not put your, God didn't put his own son on this earth to suffer until the end. You believe in God? God didn't put his son on the earth to suffer from the beginning of his life to the end. In the end, he had some suffering to show, to sacrifice, he sacrificed himself for us. God didn't put his other children, us, onto this earth to suffer. Like, yeah, you're going to suffer from the beginning to the end. I'm going to give you a narcissist and you're going to forgive them for everything. And then you're going to blame the narcissist. At the end of your life, you're going to blame the narcissist for treating you badly. You're going to blame the narcissist for treating you badly. I see people on my, like I say, when you forget, like, people, oh my goodness, I'm just, it blows my mind. And the trap babies exist. Not only narcissistic people do that, but trap babies exist. A woman will trap a man will trap a woman with a baby. But there's, it takes two to tango. You can choose to strap up. You don't have to have unprotected sex with a person you don't know. You don't have to. You literally don't have to. And this channel right here is pro whatever, pro you. Whatever you want to do, pro you. Make the decision with your body to have a baby by somebody you've been knowing for 2 weeks. Pro you. I knew when I told him I was pregnant, he turned on me. When I was 4 weeks pregnant, he turned on me completely. But I decided that he could change in the end. Oh my God. Blow my damn mind. Just blow me. Blow my mind. I'm just like, wake up. 2021, we waking up. We waking up. We breaking generational curses and we waking up and stop being so willfully dense to, and forgiving to people. It's okay to forgive people, but stop being so forgiving. There are certain things you cannot be forgiven. You should not be forgiven for. I'm not like, oh my God. Cheating to your best friend or your, I've seen so many people like, oh, he cheated with my best friend. I cut my best friend off. What? But you kept him? You kept her? Man, she was sleeping my homeboy from childhood. I had to cut him off. But not her! Forgive her, right? Your homeboy. Oh, diploma. Oh, God. I know the episode, y'all, is a little tough. It's a little angry. It's a little ranty. But y'all love my rants. You love my rants. That's what I'm here for. I'm ranting Lee Hammack, the narcissist. Look, I broke my ring light, y'all. So I've been holding it the whole time. You watching this on YouTube. I've been holding it right here off camera. So I put it down. It's dark light. Dark light. Anyways, y'all, I gotta cut this episode short. I've been talking too much, y'all. I know we've been on for, 12 minutes now. I'm truly thankful for y'all. Like and subscribe to the channel. If you listen to us on Apple Music and Spotify, hit that 5 stars for me. If y'all want to, leave in the comment section what you want me to hear me talk about. Because most of the stuff I get from TikTok. Anyways, y'all, thank y'all. Peace. Beep, 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 beep.